SARS is one of the best studied of any infectious disease. University of Colorado microbiologist Catherine Holmes says scientists began saving specimens from the onset of SARS in November 2002.
People have gone back and looked at those specimens that were kept at a time when southern China didn't admit that it had any problem. Specimens were there, 63 genomes were sequenced completely, and then you could look at what mutations were necessary to accomplish this jump from animals to humans.
By March 2003, scientists had isolated the virus that causes SARS. It turned out to be a coronavirus, strains of which are associated with the common cold and not usually deadly. An examination of the genetic structure indicated a new type. Catherine Holmes says experiments on animals provide valuable insights into human immune response.
You can use those models to evaluate the effectiveness of vaccines in preventing reinfection or the ability to clear virus using new drugs that are being developed.
Prior to the SARS outbreak, no human antibodies existed to help fight the disease. As a result, it spread rapidly to 30 countries, prompting a massive public health response that has effectively halted new outbreaks of the disease. Microbiologist Catherine Holmes calls the response to SARS a triumph in modern medicine. She says while the likelihood of reemergence is low, if SARS did reoccur, it could be more quickly contained.
Because we have wonderful, very sensitive diagnostic tests, good clinical differentiation now between SARS and other infections, and there have been a number of labs that have made monoclonal antibodies, human monoclonal antibodies, that neutralize SARS virus. And these might be able to be used to treat infected individuals, or if that didn't work, to protect the healthcare workers around them.
Several possible vaccines for SARS have been developed. Catherine Holmes says research on the SARS coronavirus has also helped identify other new human respiratory diseases.
One is called human coronavirus NL63, and it causes pneumonia in children and in immunocompromised adults. And another one was just reported this January from Hong Kong, and it is closely related to a mouse virus. And again, it causes pneumonia.
Catherine Holmes expects viruses to continue to jump from animals to humans. She says the best defense is to learn as much as possible about all types of viruses in both animals and humans and use that knowledge to minimize the cross-species infections that could someday spark a deadly pandemic. I'm Roseanne Scherble.